Yon, Shi, Quattro, Four.
Wow. Okay.
Quattro, Four. Ein, zwei, drei.
They're coming out with a Cinderella.
They're coming out with the live action Cinderella.
Which looks really good.
And they're also coming out with the
Oh, the one that was like all those fairy tales combined together, like musical.
Into the woods. They're coming out.
You should be ready for that one.
No, this is.
I've read about the play of that.
This is live action Cinderella movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw a preview for it on Facebook.
Looks good.
Yeah.
I think Disney's doing the Cinderella. I don't know who's doing Into the Woods.
Disney is doing Disney Into the Woods.
I have read about that play. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Oh, yeah. It looks...
looks good.
I know I'm going to go watch it.
I've watched it.
It seems...
Oh, not this movie, but I've watched the musical.
Oh.
It was really good.
This is Christian from Metropolis, America, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
And welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
Logan,
Jonathan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the movie Divergent. If you remember, we've already reviewed the book. We'll be talking mainly about the movie, but we will be bringing in points from the movie to show differences. So
from the book
yeah. through the movie, right. The differences and the adaptations.
That might be you guys because I didn't read the book.
That's all right.
I've seen the movie and I've seen the book.
Just haven't read it.
I've seen the
cover.
Yeah. No, I've read.
we know what you mean, Jonathan. It's been a while. We gotta give it grief too.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I've seen the movie. I've read the book. And to me, they're both kind of similar.
Yeah.
They're true.
There's not too much difference.
Read your summary all your proper stuff.
So, Divergent. It's about 139 minutes. It's supposed to be an action, adventure, and sci-fi. And then in a world divided by factions based on virtues, Triss learned that she's Divergent and won't fit in. When she discovers a plot to destroy Divergent, Triss and the Mysterious War must find out what makes Divergent dangerous before it's too late. The director was Neil Berger, and it's based on the novel written by Veronica Roth.
Yep.
The screenplay was written by Evan Daugherty, and the cast, Triss was played by Shailene Woodley, Four was played by Theo James. The whole thing was...
We went down Janine, to the basement for a minute, folks.
And she was played by Kate Winslet.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, who's Ashley Judd's in it, too? That's the mom, isn't it?
Ashley Judd was Natalie.
I think that's the mother, if I remember right.
I don't remember their names.
I only remember Ashley Judd because she's the only big name that I remember. The others mm-hmm. are kind of up and covers.
Well, Kate Winslet is kind she's of a big name. Yeah.
From ABC Family.
I don't watch that show.
She was, I don't either, but she was on.
I thought that was the name of the channel.
No, she's, it is.
It is.
She starred on ABC Family series, Secret Life of the American Teenager.
I thought that was,
okay.
I thought that was Shailene Woodley.
Yeah. That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, I was talking about,
Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
The main character.
Yeah.
Of this movie.
But I'm saying that Kate Winslet started is pretty big, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard of her.
Oh.
So she's not that big. No. I don't hear about a lot of people, so.
I don't hear about anyone at all. I see the characters.
Yeah.
True. You're kind of the character-based. You don't really pay attention to the actors a whole lot.
Neither do I.
Until I've read a few books, at least, of an author, I don't even know those names.
I don't. Even then, I don't know authors' names.
Huh. Well, that's just the way you guys process information. You like the content more than who's creating the content.
I mean, it's not.
This is fine.
It's not an offense to the authors, but I don't think it contributes to the story to know their name. So it's not important, you know.
True. Well, on this movie, it definitely made its money and then some back. So we'll probably get a sequel for sure. But let's get into the movie.
Do we need to explain it?
I don't think we need to too much. What Jonathan read was enough. I think pretty much everybody's seen it.
There were a few oddities, like it saying that there was a plot to destroy the Divergent when they were already being randomly destroyed. It was the plot to destroy Amity.
In a way, kind of. Because the Divergents, yes, they were already being trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
question for me, though,
state of.
Since I haven't read the book, what does it mean by to be diversion? Why are they killing them?
So you have, in this world, you have factions that you can go into. We know the factions, and to figure out your faction, you take a test, and it will give you one definitive answer. Right. But if you're a divergent,
What does that divergent mean? Is it like...
The word definition?
Yeah.
Inconclusive.
Right.
Yeah.
You diverge from something. You separate.
So you're not part of the herd. You're your own thinker.
All right. So like in the movie, you know how you said they have to take the test,
right?
Mm-hmm. And that test determines. And then that test determines what faction you go into. Well, I guess it helps you choose your job. Or
Basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like for her, is it like in your brain? Is that why she couldn't pass or she passed it but with cheats, I guess.
Right. She showed traits of different factions.
Yeah. Right.
And she really didn't cheat. It was
she had more
willpower.
She was self aware.
Yeah, and she was
they give you a serum and so when you're in the test you
feel like
that is your reality. For her and other divergents, they know it's a test. And so they can alter things. And they can do things.
Normal people feel like it's actually real. But for them, they can bypass that.
Yeah.
Right. Because they know they're not really in that situation.
See, that's what confused me throughout the whole movie. But now, thank you.
All right.
What you got, Logan?
As far as I'm aware, she actually did go through the test like normal. She didn't do anything odd at all there except for being
the first time
conclusive results.
I agree with you on that. The very first time she did this,
it's the fear ones that she could cheat
when she goes through her fear escapes.
Right.
Well, actually, on the first one, the way that she was, actually consisted as a divergent. I don't know how to word it properly, but the first time was the test with the dog.
Right. Well, see, I think she did alter that test because if you remember, the dog, the snapping bodied guard like dog, she turned it into a puppy. Yeah.
Right.
Which is different from the book.
Yeah, she showed in the movie, she showed early traits of divergence in the first test, but they weren't major traits, but they were enough to give it away and give her different answers.
And one of the things is they had the... They had food or a knife was the first thing with the dog, and she was supposed to choose, and she didn't choose either one. Mm-hmm. That's when it turned on her, and that's when she turned it into the puppy.
Right.
And so, was that in the book? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Was the puppy part?
No.
Not the puppy part. But she just, instead of the food and the knife, I think there was a little girl that...
No, the food and the knife were still there. She was supposed to choose either slab of meat or a knife. She didn't.
See, dog I remember started, a little girl.
Dog started, and let me continue, attacking her. She submitted. Little girl appeared. Dog attacked the little girl. She tried to get there in time, I think.
Yep, she
I
can't went remember to save if the little she girl,
did or not.
And then she wound up on a bus.
Yeah, talking to a guy who was trying to get her to admit to knowing someone that she felt she knew, but...
Right.
Yeah.
It was just a different test.
Yeah. Okay,
some no, parts no. were the
different
same,
scenarios.
But the book was much more epic.
Well,
in that part,
is.
At least.
Right, when, like...
It usually is. I just couldn't remember how much was in the book or not.
With
or,
this yeah. movie, compared to the movie, I was... I wasn't completely devastatedly disappointed, but I was disappointed with it. And the... First off, what set the tone of it? What sets the tone for me in any movie is characters and casting.
Mm-hmm.
And the for me, Christine, Triss, and four, the you know,
right.
some of the main, mm-hmm. two of the main people and a main side player were cast way wrong for me. With Christine and Triss's actresses, I don't know.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily the people. It was their physicality.
Yeah.
Because the face, you know, if you could have put Trish, whoever played her, I can't remember, Jonathan.
Shailene Woodley.
Okay, thank you. If you could put her head, swap out heads with Triss and Kristen to have the different, Christine to have the different
we'll
size
factors.
Well,
swap out bodies, not heads.
Well, the head... You know, Trish's head on Christine's body type is what I'm saying. That's why I said swap out heads. That would have worked. But she was so tall that it was a little jarring for me.
Yeah, all I know is that because in the book, Trish is described as
short.
She's like a sparrow. Yeah, she is tiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Short. Her arm, you know, she's a
skinny,
stick.
Skinny. Mm-hmm.
Is what she is, you know. Mm-hmm. And to me, yeah, it was way too much of a difference between what the book called for and what they gave us in the movie.
Right.
Not because she's a bad actress. She did fine.
Oh, no, she did fine.
I just couldn't resonate well with it.
Well,
and
I
that was the same
I think
way.
They wanted fresh faces because technically some of those actors are kind of new, not super mm-hmm. new, but they're kind of new to, you know, the scene. So, like, I noticed that they put some new actors that they wanted to show off, you know.
Right.
Like, with anything, you know, like, for me... Like, you know, it's another book movie, kind of like, you know, Harry Potter or Hunger Games or whatever. So, like, they're always going to put fresh faces. So, if it does become really big, you know, they're known for
they have
whatever.
That
exactly. You know how Daniel, whatever
Radcliffe.
The guy, you know, Radcliffe, exactly. Yeah. He's known for Harry Potter,
mm-hmm.
even though he's done other stuff. But everybody's like, hey, it's Harry Potter or hey, it's Ron Weasley, you know.
Right.
But that's not their real name. You know, and that's how I feel. They picked fresh faces. So can imagine if let's just say they did cast, you know, Daniel into one of the parts in this movie, and they're like, "What is he doing here?"
Right.
You know, it's just it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
But for me, okay, question I guess about the movie as well and the book. I don't know if they like you know how you said like at the reunion they have to pick those three factions.
Mm-hmm.
Did she pick? Yeah. The fighting one because just to get it over with or she just wanted something different
she
in her life or
picked I believe she picked Divergent. It's kind of a feel your own way
Dauntless.
About it. Yeah, sorry. the way I saw why she picked Dauntless was because she was never meant to be with
Amity.
Amity, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when she went through the test and whenever she saw Dauntless on the streets, I think she had always known deep down, even as a little girl, that that's where she was meant to be.
Yeah.
And so I think it was more of a this is what I truly want type of pick.
I think even from the beginning of the book, from just the way that she read from the book,
you could tell
that she had this bravery, that this was a path that she was going to choose.
Yeah.
And even with the book, they were trying to be so mysterious with it.
Do you think she gets that from her mom? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, yes. She got both. She
you find that out later on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She. I think she got it from both her parents.
Yeah.
And her brother, even though he chose a different path.
I don't
path.
Think she got it from her brother.
Because her brother's pretty brave, too.
I don't think so. I think he's a big coward.
Yeah, I didn't think
her
so
Her brother
either.
Was textbook Amity until he went Kandor, right?
Yeah, he was textbook erudite.
Erudite, because he always studied and he was only,
I believe.
But if it weren't for him.
True, he did have the books.
If it weren't for him,
but I don't think
Triss wouldn't know about the whole thing with Janine, because.
Yeah, and well, and I'm basing my thoughts on him on the whole series as a whole.
Yeah.
So I guess the farther you get into the movies, the more you can develop a thought of him.
I'm pretty sure they didn't actually mention his books in the movies. Not sure.
They mentioned, I think, just one.
Right, but they do make a point of it in the book to point out that he's stashing books. And I think he's not truly textbook Amity ever. He's just erudite enough. Face. He's smart enough to put on a false face, right?
That's what I actually meant, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. What, and that's one of the things that I think Luis would have to answer this. Was that a problem for you at the beginning? Or
it's just, like I said, I didn't read the book. So, like, it was very, very confusing. The whole thing was very confusing for me. You know, I didn't know what divergent meant. Well, I didn't know why she was divergent.
It explained it pretty
and
well.
Like, and it kind of like it.
Well, you have the book as a background, too. So you're bringing
and like,
that
in. And then, like, you know how, you know, so you said they're killing divergent people. And then whenever she, like, I guess that person who's taking doing the test for her, notice she's like that, but she helps her instead of really turning her in. And like, I guess even a guy, like, later on, you know, helps her out to, like, pretty much pass the test, but like make it look believable. And I guess I got used to it later on, like, you know, what's going on. And now from you guys explaining it to me, I can if I watch it again, then I'll be like, oh, okay, I see, I get why they did this or that. But
and that was one of the things they were kind of scared about when the movie first came out, because the reviewers and critiques and everything was like, are people going to be able to understand this? Because they can't just explain it in one sentence.
It's a hard concept. The universe itself and the rules of this universe is hard to understand. And I think that's why it works better as a book. Because in the book, the author has the chance to
write out those paragraphs
and detail, you know, how things work.
If I remember correctly, they did pretty much a few paragraphs on each of the
fashions,
at least.
But it was a very...
You're right.
It was the surface, you know, and it's tough to understand it, right? Yeah, I didn't...
But the casting, we thought the main lead was too old.
Four, I think he looks like... He is 26.
How old is he supposed to be?
In the book, he is 18.
Ah, yeah, he did look pretty old.
Thank you. And
I will say this. I think that he played the part good.
He did the part good.
The one issue that I had was with Shailene. I just, when I saw her picture on the covers of the movie and everything, I'm like, really? This girl is too mousy to play this character.
Oh, no, she wasn't mousy enough.
No, because
the picture that they had of her on the cover, it was just like
new face.
Yeah, no, I thought.
Yeah, see, as soon as we saw the trailer and the poster, we were like,
picked
she's
out
too big.
Her and Triss and Four. We were the first things we noticed picked up on. Like, we were like, that's not right. And.
And it has nothing to do with their popularity.
Or their actual ability. It's just
they did the roles fairly well.
It's their body types just don't fit with the descriptions.
Well, see, I think that James' body part did fit with Force.
I don't... Well, his, torso down, but he just looks older than 18, 19.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hard to start a romance with people that involve an older person, you know? And part of how it works in the books is because even though Four is older than Triss, he still has teenager qualities. And so you see two teenagers instead of a teenager and an adult. Mm-hmm. And I think in the movies, for me, I saw a teenager and an adult.
How old is she, though?
15, 16.
I think she was 16, yeah.
16, yeah.
But the actress is a little bit older than 15 or 16. Yeah, but I think she's in her 20s as well.
But she looked the part. She did look like a teenager.
And I don't believe at least. So that Theo helped. Did.
Who? Theo.
Theo's his name.
Theo the James.
Actress. Oh.
I know like his
Logan
name.
Sometimes with actors. I don't know these names.
See, now that you
thought they were saying
see, now that you, since you guys told me the backstory from the books and stuff, yeah, I do see him really old, like way older, like for reals. Because
yeah,
well, I don't know.
I think it is. It's a book reader thing.
True.
Yeah.
What about other parts of the movie? The special effects.
They were all right.
They were good.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any decent, big explosions.
Yeah. There's not a lot too special effect.
Especially not with this movie.
Which were pretty good.
Excuse me,
they did have the mindscapes, though, which were pretty good. Okay, it's just the way they did the tests and stuff in the book surpassed the way they did tests and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that with this movie, I think when it comes to comparing it with the book to the movie, the book is better.
Yes.
Always. Because
generally the case.
Well, there are cases where there's been a movie or two that's been better than the book, but there's a few cases on that.
On the story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, like the story it didn't bother me or anything. The main thing, you know, I've already talked about casting was a big problem, and the second biggest problem I had with it was all of the landscape and everything, not per se gardening, but just the settings, because when I pictured the cave for Dauntless, I pictured down dark, like underground, an actual cave instead of a bright almost birdhouse greenhouse effect. And so I didn't like that.
It looked more like a sewer system almost.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of a cave. Right. It was just too bright for me. And also...
And their little trickle of a waterfall.
Yeah. And also, it wasn't
a book thing. I'm sorry, Louise.
It wasn't badass enough. Well, I'm like, this is Dauntless. Well, they would not live there.
I like you guys' opinion. You know, that's why I can... compare, you know, because like I said, I never read the book, so
yeah,
I kind of like that, because that way I can compare it and you say, oh, it was like this, and way I can agree with you from what you tell me, or I can say, no, well, this was I like that though.
The settings, did they work for you?
Well, like I said, I didn't read the book, but they felt like too much, like I guess they spent most of the time just working on, like, I guess the little cave and stuff like that, because you don't see that much of the outside.
Right.
Not much more, like, you know, only times maybe when, you know, when they're in their house, like, when before she gets picked, and just a little bit of times when she goes sees her brother, but, like, the majority of time for me, I felt like they were spending more time in the cave. Like, I don't know if that happens in the book.
That's because that's what happened in the book.
But you get kind of bored seeing the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, you would have liked to have seen them expand on... when they were talking about the different factions, go to those factions.
You
want to
see the
how they
are.
Exactly. You know, kind of how when she sees her co-brother, you know, show more stuff instead of just him working on, you know,
you will get to see it more.
Maybe in the next movie.
Did they give a quick aerial view in the paragraphs kind of describing them in the movie?
They do not show... abnegation?
No, they don't.
They
do not show that.
They just come in from the fence line into the city.
Right.
Wasn't Triss
the
from the
She's from
abnegation, wasn't she? She wasn't from Paradise.
Oh, excuse me. Amity.
She's from mixing up abnegation with Amity this whole time. Sorry about
I thought
that.
She was from abnegation. I was
That's true. Yeah. The Amity are the farmers, and you don't really get to see their area.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they're outside the fence line. The coming into it, and at the end of the movie, it starts and ends at that fence line.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and as the movie does their really quick overview of the factions, you see the tiny glimpses of it. And I think that was just to whet your taste a bit.
Well, and then there's that whole scene in the Erudite office.
Right, but it still doesn't show, you know, and so I do think it's just to, you know, give you little glimpses.
Exactly, that way you know what's
because
what,
you'll see it developed further on.
Right, and this is one where, kind of like what I was saying before, it's surprising the movie didn't falter more
right
with the returns, because like that, where the common person that hasn't read it, mm-hmm. they're not sure, and that's why I'm kind of interested in your point of view, because we've all read it.
We know mm-hmm. what
so we know
it
what's
is.
Going on, right. So subconsciously, as we're watching it, we're filling in the gaps.
And we're exactly. fixing and we're so, fixing things.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then
there was one scene that I actually really wanted to point out that okay. I wasn't too thoroughly impressed with, was the whole thing where they were jumping into the cave. I expected like a longer
jump
fall. Oh. Like a longer fall okay, and a longer yeah. jump. It was just way too short. It was just like she jumped, boop, there she is. What?
Wasn't it actually two or three stories?
Yeah, it was a lot longer in the book, the way that she yeah. was describing it.
But the main in the movie concept it was faster.
The main concept that they took, and they shortened it a little bit. I don't know how much, I couldn't tell you because it's been quite a while. But it was the darkness. You couldn't see what you were falling
right.
into.
Mm-hmm.
And so, maybe a reason.
And see, and like April was saying, when she was falling, it was all lit up too. So it right. was just like it wasn't dark.
Right. And I think another reason, maybe they didn't plan this, and it's just my mind working it. The way I would see it is that, you know, you have this big buildup of, oh my gosh, this is scary. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of describing mm-hmm. like a dauntless, oh, that dauntless is terrifying, terrifying. And then you drop, and it's quickly, oh, it's painless.
Right.
Oh, it's not even hard. You know, I think it's just like a... No, for me, I take it symbolically.
I think the zip lines weren't part of the book, though, which was...
Yeah, they
nice
were.
Yeah, they were.
They were. Huh.
They were.
Because I'm not I almost bawled my eyes out on that part. If you've read the whole entire series...
So I've only read the first
and then
well, see, I've only...
you watch Divergent, yeah. Oh, it gets you so hard in the feels.
Oh, okay.
It gets you right here.
About
gets in the feels, yeah.
Yeah, I have not been able to get into the second and third book, but uh-huh. I really enjoy the first book.
I've read the second and been able to enjoy it. I don't know, have you read the whole series, Logan?
I've read the first on the way to the thing. I read the first book in a few hours, then I read, I think, two chapters of the second, and that's it.
See, that's okay. me. I could...
Because I get distracted.
I guess it was just too slow of a beginning for me. I'm just like, yeah. I'm gonna try it again because that's, I have...
One point I want to bring up after Logan, or you finish up. Go ahead and finish up, Jonathan. And then we'll let Logan go.
I was actually pretty much...
Okay, go ahead, Logan.
I actually didn't stop because it was too slow. I stopped because April wanted her book back.
Oh, okay.
That's because I had to return it.
Oh.
I wasn't going to give like the library a quarter.
I thought you hadn't finished it yet.
I finished it.
I know you finished it. I meant on that day.
Oh. Oh, well.
Yeah, whatever.
You can go back and check it out at our library. See there? Yep.
Whenever I get less distracted.
One of the things, and kind of for the book, to a degree, but since we're talking about the movie, I want to talk about the movie more than the book. Mm-hmm. Story-wise, was it too slow?
I don't think so.
It was decent. It was, you know, like any other movie. It wasn't too slow for me to not know what's going on, but it wasn't too fast where too much information was thrown at me, like, boom, know what's going on and, you know, where's the next scene? No. Mm-hmm. It was right in the middle for me. It was all right.
I will admit, it was pretty slow for me. I actually fell asleep watching it, and I've never fallen asleep watching a movie that I like. So
there were parts that kind of got a little draggy for me.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. there were some parts, there. What was it? I think when she met her mother, that kind of felt off.
Yeah, yeah. Because in the book she did meet with her mother, but it was in a different way.
It was the family day.
Right.
Yeah,
it was and an so actual in the, official day. In the movie, instead of doing that, you know, I feel like the movie really, it was just a random scene that I felt didn't need to be there.
Right.
They sure true. Just had the family day in the movie.
Right. Either that or just not have it at all.
And this is one with Louise. When they're pretty much getting...
When they've been accepted into their... faction officially, they have a parents reunion day type deal where it's the last day where your mom and dad and your brother siblings can come to your faction and
basically
see you
goodbye.
Off. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And so that's where Katniss. What did I just say?
Wow, we just jumped to Hunger Games.
Wow,
I'm so tired right now. It's not even funny.
I could still
we'll see.
Different
you,
movie.
You don't even know how many times in my head I've thought Katniss, though.
I know, I've been thinking Katniss this whole time, too.
But then that's where Triss met with her mom instead of randomly at work.
Oh, okay.
That's a good question, though.
And it seemed like that actually replaced the parents' day, because wasn't there a lot of other parents just doing that, too?
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
But is this too close to Hunger Games?
For me, it felt like it was.
Did it?
It felt... Even though there's a lot of different stuff to it, of course,
felt like a copycat almost.
But almost, I feel like a little bit some aspects of it. But like I said, it's another book movie or teen book movie thing going on. Where I'm pretty sure next year another book gets famous and it's gonna become a movie and it's gonna be just going the same row.
That's like what I said, hope for. Yes,
it took from Hunger Games what Hunger Games didn't take from the. What was it?
Battle Royale.
It took from Hunger Games what Hunger Games did not take from Battle Royale. The factions, the sectioned off parts of the...
That was on the island, though.
Yeah, I don't remember Battle Royale having factions.
Yeah, I said what it did not take from the Battle Royale. Because Hunger Games had the tournament thing from Battle Royale. And...
Divergent
had the faction thing.
I see what you're saying now.
That
I think
Hunger Games District.
I do agree that it is too similar. You know, you got factions, you got districts. You have, you know, they're both rebelling against the big government.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not so much that they're very similar, because there are major differences.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
It's like, that I believe the timing was way off. Because... Now that Harry Potter has ended, book movies are being nailed out like bang, bang, bang. And I think that is not smart.
That's what because I'm saying.
I don't think you're giving the watcher, reader, you know, enough time to really get clamped on to one and to make that humongous fan base. And I just think that they need to slow their pace and actually think about, okay, when can we let this wrap up and then give enough time to where they've not forgotten it, but they're not fresh in their brain comparing.
Yeah. Because generally, books trump the movies.
True.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
I kind of want to go back into what we were discussing about the Hunger Games and Divergent and, you know, being alike. I think more of it is... I don't think they're alike. There's some similarities. But the one thing that I think is more kind of the same with the Hunger Games is the Maze Runner.
So I haven't seen Maze Runner yet.
And I haven't read it.
Haven't read it either.
What I've read and what I know of it...
What?
Yeah. So, that's my reaction to you, not you. Not the thing, but my reaction to you thinking they're similar. But... I'd be willing to listen.
Tell us what's similar to you. What do you see in it? Because we don't know. Well, we haven't read or watched.
I've read some of the book, and it's just like, you know, Katniss is fighting for her life. It's do or die. It's the same thing in The Maze Runner. It's do or die. They're fighting for their lives.
Okay. Oh, so we're saying Hunger Games is similar to Maze Runner.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were talking about...
No, not Divergent.
Divergent first. I was like, what? But okay, yes, I see that.
She's fighting for her life, too.
True. Well,
at least in science, but not in a similar...
But she is not in that moment, life or death, right there, every second.
She could, you know, just say, poo-poo on you, and I'm going home with my candy.
Right.
Maze Runner guy could also say, nope to the maze, but might not be as well accepted.
True, they're an immediate threats. They're placed on that planet. You either stay there, you go out, or die. I don't know the book enough to know everything. But the Hunger Games, you're thrust into the battle. The Battle Royales, you're thrust into it. Where Divergent, you're not necessarily thrust into it. It's just the happenings of the world around
you. Yeah, exactly.
Maze Runner, you can do it if you want. There's not especially, but... It's generally expected that you're probably going to run.
But once you're in there, it's life or death.
It's do or die.
That's what Jonathan was saying. So.
Just like the battle.
Yes.
Battle Royale, yeah.
No, I meant the battle in the movie.
Oh, heck no. She could get out of that so easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could run and hide and just cower.
Just some chill.
People do. It depends on your personality.
Go hang out with Amity.
Yep. But this one, I don't think we have to table anybody about picking it up for a library.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Already in libraries. It's a very popular book. It's a popular movie. This is one April was talking about where movie studios are going to be hitting out these movies left and right because they're wanting to cash in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Divergent kind of surprised everybody and actually made it.
It did okay.
And from the research that I've done, there were some speculations, there were some critics to the movie. But then again, with all movies, there's going to be those critics.
True.
But, and the opening night on this movie was $54,607,747.
Right.
So that was pretty good.
For opening night. Mm-hmm.
The budget that they used for the movie was actually $85 million. So
that was
pretty good.
But it's not just opening night they make off of.
Right.
Yeah. They make off everything, so that adds up real quick.
True.
And then the whole gross, the whole thing that they made off of it was $150 million.
Not as much as I thought it would be.
Mm. So, just a lot.
Yeah, it's still a lot, but I thought it would be even higher than that.
So did I.
That's kind of surprising to me. So, but I think we've pretty much drove that into the ground. Definitely it's one of those where if you read the book, you get a lot more background with the movie, as Luis testified. Stand up and testify. But I think we're going to leave it at that. We've had fun discussing Divergent. We hope you've had fun listening to us. And we will catch you on the next go-around. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.